For thy faith have made thee whole. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Devotion to Saint Joseph is among the most powerful of all of the devotions, if for no other reason than he is called Saint Joseph Most Powerful. Like Our Lady, in that Christ, who, seeing his mother in fulfilling the fourth commandment, will deny her nothing, so also with Saint Joseph, but to a lesser degree, he will deny him nothing. And what this means is that Saint Joseph is clearly aware that he is not as great a mediator with God as Our Lady is. But he also knows that should a person fulfill the requirements and it be a holy intention, that if he, Saint Joseph, go to Christ, Christ will deny him nothing. This devotion, therefore, is very powerful, because if we cultivate a strong devotion to Saint Joseph, and if we become dear to him because of that, then he will often grant to us things which other people may not receive. This is a powerful devotion for fathers. It teaches a man how to be a man, in seeing the strong and yet silence of Saint Joseph, who always acted properly and with prudence. In having a strong devotion to Saint Joseph, Saint Joseph bestows an increase in virtues to a man. He becomes more chaste and prudent and faithful and patient, just as Saint Joseph is called the most chaste, the most prudent, faithful, and patient. It is a good devotion for the intercession for all of the virtues, to be particularly in relationship to being a man. Things like fortitude and courage, which we see Saint Joseph manifesting when he would flee at the proper times, knowing the proper discretion and following the angel, he did what he was told. When he turned to Nazareth, he had done so at the command of the angel, not fearing the fact that before his life, the life of Our Lady and the life of the child could be taken, but rather he did so because he knew that it was the right thing to do, and he did it. It is also a powerful intercession for fathers to beg St. Joseph to supply the needs for his own family. St. Joseph was the head of a family, and so he needs, he recognizes the actual need that people have to fulfill the temporal and the spiritual requirements of life. And so if a father fosters a devotion to St. Joseph, St. Joseph will help him fulfill those needs. It will help him fulfill the needs, for instance, for getting a job, if he's looking for a job, or if he finds that his job doesn't fulfill the requirements, the financial requirements for his family, he can pray to St. Joseph to help him to find a better job. He can also pray to St. Joseph so that in the execution of his daily duties in relation to his work, that all goes well. This is why we call St. Joseph the model of artisans. He can also pray to St. Joseph for the sake of his wife and for his children. For St. Joseph is called the terror of the demons. And if we pray to St. Joseph and have a strong devotion, then the husbands particularly, St. Joseph will protect his family against the demonic. It is also good, for instance, when we are looking to sell a home or for buying a home. Now, there is a certain superstitious practice which has arisen as of late, in which people will buy a statue of St. Joseph, have it blessed, and then bury it upside down, superstitiously thinking that somehow or another that will affect the selling of their house. Well, I have talked to priests and theologians, and nobody knows of the genesis of this particular practice as being authentic. In fact, it seems a bit demonic that you would take a blessed statue of St. Joseph and bury it upside down. We're not talking about the burying of a miraculous metal, which by its nature affects certain things. In fact, instead of burying the statue of St. Joseph, they should have a miraculous metal placed on the property that they want to acquire. But to place it upside down seems a bit strange, to say the least. Now, that doesn't mean that when you need to sell your home that you shouldn't go out and purchase a statue of St. Joseph and put it in a place of prominence and pray a novena to him so that he will help you to sell your home, but to bury it upside down is a superstitious practice. Devotion to St. Joseph is also very important for women. Saint Joseph is the chaste guardian of the Virgin. For those who are unmarried, they should foster devotion to Saint Joseph so that he will protect them and protect their honor. After all, he is also not only the guardian of the Virgin, but he is also called the guardian of virgins. But they should also pray for unmarried women, should pray for anybody that they may be dating, pray to Saint Joseph so that the person that they are dating would have the fortitude and the chastity in order to protect the honor of the woman that he is marrying. I find it quite sad that one of the principal manifestations of a meritable man, that is someone who is capable of being married, is self-discipline in relationship to chastity, as well as a willingness to fall into battle to protect the honor of the woman that he is to marry. And yet, guys aren't looking to protect the honor of their possible upcoming spouse. They are looking to, in fact, degrade her honor by committing acts of unchastity with her. So she should pray that she will find a chaste man, that is, a man who is self-disciplined and self-controlled. They should also pray just simply to find a good spouse, period. Saint Joseph was the spouse of the Mother of God. Married women should pray to Saint Joseph to help their husbands to be men, to be a good father, and to be a good provider. There are different ways of increasing this devotion. There are the standard ones which we can use in increasing any devotion to any saint. For example, obtain a picture of Saint Joseph or a statue of Saint Joseph and place it in a place of prominence in our home. We can pray to him frequently and ask for his intercession, and ask for his intercession with faithfulness, with faith, that is, knowing that he can provide these things if our devotion is sufficient. We can light votive candles in front of his statue and ask him to pray for us. We can entrust ourselves to his care like the Blessed Virgin Mary did. We can pray the litany of Saint Joseph and the prayers that are offered to Saint Joseph and the prayers that are offered in his honor. And for priests, they can offer votive masses of Saint Joseph, which will actually benefit the faithful because of the graces which Saint Joseph is able to bestow. Again, this is a most powerful devotion because Saint Joseph is a most powerful intercessor. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.